Why do we need times of rest, refreshing, and renewal? Think about it. Why do we long to get away, taking vacations and finding quiet moments of peace? Because we are depleted, found lacking, we come up short, our energy is zapped, and we feel empty, tired, worn out, in need, and like we simply don't have what it takes to get it all done. We burn out, need a break, need to be refilled. Why? Because life is hard, is not as it was in the garden before sin entered the picture. We are stressed out, overworked, overcommitted, and just sick and tired of it all as we wade through this darkness, trying to keep our light shining bright. In the garden, we find Jesus, waiting to meet our every need. But we don't take time to meet him there. We've overcomplicated it all. We don't daily spend time in his word, renewing our mind and heart with truth. We don't follow the shepherd and allow him to lead us to still, quiet waters where we find rest. We so often choose to walk in the chaos over walking in the garden. What makes the difference? How can we choose to walk in peace and joy, live the abundant life, even while surrounded by unknowns and struggle? Today's practical way we can find refreshing, renewal, and rest is this. When we recognize the shower of blessings over our life and give thanks, we will be refreshed. Psalm 68:9. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. I love a soft summer rain. On a hot day, it can be so refreshing and bring much needed water to a dry and thirsty ground. The psalmist is recognizing the abundant or overflowing blessings God gave to his people. He's looking back and seeing all the ways God provided. When his people were tired and weary in the wilderness, God literally rained down manna and quail from heaven. No work required. Showers of blessing came down, and God's people were not only refreshed, but reminded who they were and whose they were. God is a good, good Father, a giver of good gifts. He showered blessings upon his people in the desert, in the wilderness, and today he showers us with abundant blessings, meeting our every need if we take it to him and we are refreshed with his goodness. Often though we miss the blessings, we are instructed to give thanks in all things in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And I love James 1:2, where we find the words, count it all joy when you face trials. Friends, this is a choice. Life gets hard, but when we face each day with a grateful heart, giving thanks in all things, and even finding joy in the midst, we are refreshed. That's the truth. Don't miss the blessings in your life. Maybe start a grateful journal and begin and end each day giving thanks. You will be refreshed and find rest. I'm Lori Klein.